Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah Asar being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher to find your Zivuk Hagon Bikarav Mamish. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we had learned that 3 days before the holiday of an Avodah Zarah, one is not allowed to have anything to do with a non-Jew who worships this Avodah Zarah, no doing business with him, no borrowing or lending objects or money, no paying him back or getting paid back. And that's because this is going to lead to the fellow thanking his Avodah Zarah, and that's going to be on the Jew. He's going to be over this for Shemel Himacherim, Lo Yisham Al Picha. Therefore, nothing to do with them 3 days before. Now, this Mishnah tells Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel says, Shlesh Yom Lefneim, U Shlesh Yom Lachreim Aser. Not only is 3 days before Aser, but also 3 days afterwards it's Aser, because he's still going to end up thinking his Avodah Zarah if it's within 3 days after the holiday as well. Vachamer and Chamer say, no, Lefnei Dein Aser, Lachar Dein Mutter. Before the holiday, it's Aser, but after the holiday, it's Mutter. They're not going to connect some good fortune that they have that happened after the holiday to the holiday itself. Moving on to Mishnah Gemol, Ve'ilu Dein Shalavdi Chavim. These are standard holidays of Avodah Zarah, Kalenda Ustarnura. These are actually two of the same things. It was not originally a holiday of Avodah Zarah. It actually comes all the way from Adam Arishain. In the winter months, he saw that the days started getting shorter and shorter. And we know that happens all the way until the winter solstice, when the day is the shortest and the night is the longest. But he thought the world was slowly being destroyed because of his Avera of eating from the Eitz Hadas. And so therefore, the last 8 days, he fasted and davened to Hashem that the world shouldn't be destroyed. Then when he saw that the days started getting longer, he realizes this is just a classic cycle of the world. And the next year, he made the 8 days beforehand and the 8 days afterwards into a Yom Tov, and later on, it was taken over by the Avodah Zarah as a holiday for Avodah Zarah. So that's what Kalenda and Starnura are, 8 days after and 8 days before what we know as Tkufas Teves, which is basically the winter solstice. Ukratesim, this is another holiday, which is when Rome vanquished Greece, made it into a holiday for their Avodah Zarah, and V'yom Genusa Shamalachim, the day that a king was coronated, V'yom Haleda, the day that a king was born, V'yom Hamisa, and the yard site, if you will, of the king, when the king died, that also was turned into a holiday, and always became a holiday for Avodah Zarah. So these are standard holidays, Divrei Meir, that's Meir's opinion. Bacham and Bacham say that it actually depends. Kol Misa Shesh Basreifa, any Misa that has burning in it, which means they burned all the king's personal effects, then Yesh B'Avodah Zarah, that's a holiday that has Avodah Zarah in it, because that means that this king was very chashuv, due to the fact that they burned all of his personal effects, all of his stuff, and so this would be a holiday of Avodah Zarah. But Shein Basreifa, if it didn't have this burning done, that means that the king wasn't so chashuv, so Ein B'Avodah Zarah, that doesn't have any Avodah Zarah to it. Now, all of these are standard public holidays that one has to be careful not to do business with any non-Jew, any idol worshiper, 3 days beforehand. Now, the following are personal ones. Yom Teglacha Zakane Ublai Risai, the day that he cut his beard and his belairis. This is a practice that idol worshippers had every single year. Once a year, they would shave their beard and their belairis, which is hair that they allowed to grow out in the back of their head. This was done for their Avodah Zarah. Also, Yom Sha'al B'Menayam, the day that Avodah Zarah came up from the sea. This is a big simcha that he survived the sea journey and would make a holiday for his Avodah Zarah. V'yom Shiyatza B'Yom Beis Asurim, the day that he got out of jail. Or idol worshiper that made a chasana for his son. In all these cases, it's only usher to have what to do with him that day that he's making this holiday and that particular person, because it's only that guy who's making the holiday, not other random idol worshippers. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Dalon and Hey, continue to discuss holidays of Avodah Zarah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.